Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Rabbit, rabbit, it's National Tomfooleries Day. It's also National IEP Writing Day. It's Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action. It is National 1 Cent Day, and, oh, it's April Fool's Day, and also National Sourdough Bread Day. You know, I'm not a fan of sourdough bread. I mean, I love bread, so I will eat pretty much any bread that you put in front of me. It's a downfall, you know, because they say, oh, carbs, you know, they're going to make you gain weight and all this kind of stuff. Although I don't know if I believe. Well, that's not true. I do believe that carbs can cause you to gain weight. But I am firmly in the camp of we should eat a balanced diet of protein, carbs, all the other macronutrients that I can't, fats, you know, all the things that I that nutritionists talk about and all that. I don't think we should cut. Well, when I say should, I don't think it's required to cut entire categories out of our diet. I don't think that's a required thing. Now, I do think cutting some of those things out can cause you to lose weight faster, or can also cause you, some people, it's easier for them to maintain weight loss because, for instance, Daniel and Zach, it really works for them because I guess they're not huge carb people. Well, at least Daniel, he is a meaty. Like, Daniel could live in a cage. Not a cage. What am I talking about? Daniel could live in a cave and just go out and spear buffalo or something, I feel like. By the way, anyone who's a new listener to this show, Daniel is my co-host on The Gay Mix. I always pause because we've changed our name a couple of times on that show. And I have to think, oh, am I, is this the right name? Am I using the right name this time? But he is a meat eater. Beef and pork, I would say, are his two, but mostly beef. You don't ever hear Daniel saying, oh, I want to eat a chicken breast. You know, it's always, I want to have steak with butter on top of it, with butter on top of butter. And he can just eat that and be satisfied. And I can't. Regardless, I think if that works for you, great. But I feel like also, a balanced diet that includes carbs, protein, fat, all of those things is also can be healthy, and you can also lose weight doing that. As I have proven, because I, guess what, lost another 2 pounds. Hello, everybody. welcome to my TED Talk. I lost another 2 pounds. I was 173.1. So now I guess Scotty was correct in whatever the kilograms were that he said that I was, although maybe I'm a little bit lower than that now. But yeah, so if we take a stock of what has happened so far, I was around 192 when I started. Actually, let's look, because I weighed myself because I was really having trouble. I think the reason I was gaining weight is because I was afraid to get on the scale and weigh. And so around New Year's, it was not a New Year's resolution, but, you know, around New Year's, I decided we were at a Filipino party, in fact, and I normally at a Filipino party, because I don't speak Tagalog again. Oh, we got to see if we can try that Tagalog word of the day. But anyway, regardless, or maybe one day a week or a couple of days a week or something, but I was just remembering that when I brought up Tagalog. But anyway, I was just at one of those parties and I was, and I was thinking, you know what? I am really not happy with my weight. And we're going to, you know, come up on vacation season and all this kind of stuff. and I really need to lose the weight. Because, and I need to try to start, you know, and Weight Watchers, it worked, but then I would go off of it. And then, and back in the day when I first started dieting, I would do calorie, you know, just low calorie. And that always worked for me. So I was like, you know what? Noom is based on calories. Plus, they add in some other healthy stuff like tracking your water, tracking your exercise, all this kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And so I'm looking back at my progress. I was 192.2 when I started, and I was 170. Let's see, just to make sure, I was 173.1. So not quite 20 pounds. I'm just shy, not even a pound. 19.8. 3.5, I don't know. I don't have a calculator, but I mean, I'm close. I am close to the 20 pound mark. If I was on Weight Watchers, they would have sent me a little keychain thing in the mail, because every 10 or 15 pounds that you lose, I think for the first 5, you get a thing, and then 10 and then 20 or something. But I would get some colored keychain if I was on Weight Watchers. I wonder if Noom does anything like that. I don't think I gave them a mailing address for me. Maybe I did, but oh, I guess I had to, because I had to put my credit card in, but. Anyway, so yeah, so I've almost just 19 point something. I'm so close to 20 pounds, but it was 2 pounds, because when I weighed a week ago, I was 175.1. So I'm close. I'm 2 or 3 weeks away from being in the 160s, the 160 club. We'll see how that goes. So anyway, so did good, weighed myself. We recorded Mix Minus. I did not. Well, I had a tiny little snack after the mix. It wasn't. And so, yeah, I called it Mix Minus. I like my brain just goes back to the original name. But anyway, I did not. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have this elaborate snack after I finish. As I was walking to bed, I was like, man, a chip would be really good. So I had like 3 tortilla chips. That's it. And then I went to bed. And then Mark and I got up. Well, I mean, I slept. And Mark and I got up on Saturday. I worked out. Did my 2 hours on the Peloton, because I'm trying to consolidate a lot of my working out on the weekends. Watched, I think I actually watched FBI International. Because now all of my FBIs and NCISs and all that from CBS, all my procedurals, they're back now, but I'm behind on watching them. So I do have a lot of Gilmore Girls that I'm watching, but I was getting a little bored of, I like Gilmore Girls, it's good, but I was getting a little bored. So I have to spice it up with some FBI, you know, in between. So I watched some FBI and then finished that up. And there was this chicken place. It's a fast food place, but it's a sit down. It is a restaurant, but I mean, I would say it's more of a fast food, fast casual, maybe. It's not quite to the level of fast food, but they do have a drive through window. But I believe it's owned. I believe the chain is owned by Shaquille O'Neal, if I'm correct. I'm going to look this up. Shaq's Big Chicken. It's called Big Chicken. Yeah, Big Chicken. Yeah, it is. And it had replaced. We had a rib crib on Sunset Avenue. And I told Daniel this on the mix. I was like, I think Sunset Avenue is plagued with just having horrible food. Just the food on Sunset Avenue is not good. And that's the closest major artery that we live to. And so that's where we go to get all of our fast food, is Sunset, because all the other major places that have a lot of fast food are too far away. But anyway, so this Big Chicken. So I look at the reviews. They are very mixed. There were a lot of 1 stars that said, oh my God, it was, the service was horrible. The chicken was spongy and undercooked or overcooked or stringy or like, you know, all of these things. But we like to try things for ourselves. And it had 80 or 90 reviews, and it was averaging 4 stars, but there were quite a few 1 stars recently, you know? So I was like, So, and one of the reviews said, oh, they didn't even have the sweet potato waffle fries. That was one of the things I really wanted to try, and they didn't have them. And so we go in, and a lot of things said, oh, it was empty. You know, there weren't very many people. And I had mentioned that we had driven by this place many times, and it did look empty. Although I think that location is plagued because Rip Crib is pretty good, and they went out of business, or that location went out of business. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that location is just not conducive to people wanting to go eat there. I'm not sure. But we decided to go ahead and risk it anyway. So we went. We got a grilled cheese chicken sandwich, which has, you know, melted cheese, but also has chicken. We got fries, and I wanted to get the waffle fries and the regular fries, but they did not have them. So I guess the review was correct. Maybe they discontinued them because she's like, I don't know exactly what she said, but I feel like what she said seemed like maybe they're not going to carry them anymore, but I don't know. It was still on the menu. And then we got the five strip, and we got mac and cheese instead of sweet potato fries because they didn't have them. And their deal is they have all like five or six or seven different sauces. And they put them out in their condiment stand so you can just get them for yourself. They have a Memphis barbecue, a Carolina barbecue, a big chicken sauce that's kind of like a mayonnaise-based sauce. So we got one of each of those. We got ranch. We tried it. You know, it was not bad. I wouldn't give it a 4, though. I would give it a 3 out of 5. But for a fast food chicken place, it was okay. I like Cane's better. I don't like Slim's chicken as well, so I put it in between Cane's and Slim's. Mark put it at the bottom. He likes Slim's and Cane's better. But he said it was okay. He also gave it a 3. So we did that for our lunch, and then we came back. We watched some TV, and then we had a Broadway show that we were seeing on Saturday night. We were seeing Aladdin, and we will talk about that on tomorrow's show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.